Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. On today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode, we're going to be talking about a scheduling platform called Acuity and the differences between that and the popular scheduling platform that I use called Calendly. Today, I've invited my girlfriend, Taylor Arco, into the podcast room to chat with me about her experience using a few different calendar or scheduling apps. Taylor is a recent college grad, like I am soon to be, and also like many of our listeners out there, she's looking for ways to take her skills and go online, go virtual. Offering your skills, time, services online is easier today than it's ever been before, and I think we're all aware of that, but it needs to be not just easy for you, but easy for your customers. So whether you're doing private Instagram reviews and one-on-one coaching like myself, or you're doing virtual therapy, virtual personal training, virtual piano lessons, cooking lessons, life coaching, consulting, no matter what you're doing with your skills, time, and services online, the scheduling, the paying, and the communicating with your customers can be a real pain in the butt. One very simple and affordable way to allow your customers to schedule, pay, confirm, and customize their sessions with you is by using a scheduling app that already has all of those features built into it. Two of the most popular are Calendly and Acuity. Those are the two scheduling apps that we are going to be talking about and comparing today. E-commerce scheduling apps are the ideal way for anyone to get started in less than 24 hours, making extra money offering a skill online. You don't need a website. You don't need any, you know, technical online skills or a Shopify or anything else. You can run it all through one of these scheduling apps. Until recently, I'd been using Calendly primarily for this purpose. But after a recent conversation, or maybe I should say persuasion with Taylor, comparing her experience with the two programs, I've decided to switch entirely to Acuity. So let's start out with the question, kind of the topic I was just talking about. How would someone use Acuity, or like, what are some ideas for uses of Acuity based off of some of the cool features that they offer?
Oh gosh. So you can do virtual personal trainings because it links directly with your Zoom account. You can do, if you're a massage therapist, when they check out, you can have the option for add-ons if they want to do a facial at the end or something like that. If you have a physical business, you have a physical location, if you have walk-in appointments, you can charge their card manually through their online platform. You can buy gift certificates and give those out to people. So if you want to gift something for Mother's Day, you don't have to choose what to get them. You can do live group classes because they give the option for recurring payments.
So some other ideas of how you could get set up and start using Acuity without even having a website, anything like that, is to schedule times for virtual website audits. You could create online packages for live workout classes. You could allow students to pick times for office hours. You could collect payments for whatever online training you're doing. You could use Acuity to schedule people for podcast interviews or have accountability calls within your niche or expertise. You could set up blocks of time for collabing or brainstorming with your team. You can actually even add a button right onto your Instagram profile. So literally, someone who's following you could just go right to your profile and book a session with you without having a website, without having a link, any of that. So crazy cool. And you could even do like webinar booking or group bookings if you wanted multiple people to be able to book with you at the same time for, you know, like group sessions. So tons of ideas, tons of ways to use Acuity. And again, it really just streamlines that process for you so you can collect payments, handle booking, scheduling, notes, all of that in one central location without having to deal with the hassle of a domain name and a full website builder and having to pay someone hundreds of dollars just to build a website for you.
You can also do subscriptions if you wanted to do monthly cooking classes. It's really awesome because if you run a hair salon and you have multiple employees, if your client goes online and schedules with one employee, then they see their personalized calendar. So it makes that very simple. So you can do pretty much anything. The appointments are really customizable. So you could do a 15-minute info session for your essential oils business.
So basically, it's like Calendly, except for There's a lot more customizability, if that's a word, customizability. There's basically a lot more that you can tweak and perfect because it's all housed in one. There's a lot more payment options. There's a lot more customizing that you can do. And what's the main difference that you've discovered between Acuity and Calendly?
Yeah, so Acuity has a lot more built into it, which makes it a lot more customizable and way more functional.
When someone in the past has like booked a one-on-one coaching call with me, I've sent them an email, and in that email, there's like a Calendly link, then they got to go to Calendly. Their payment is handled separately. It's not the most streamlined process. How does Acuity solve this problem?
It's all in one. So you book, you schedule, you pay, everything is in there. It attaches any links you might need, any info. So you get everything you need all at once.
So you can handle payments in Acuity?
Yep, it has payments. It's actually linked with Square. They're one and the same now. So that makes that process really simple.
So one of the things that I love about Kajabi, and we've talked about Kajabi on the show before, it's the platform that I use to host my courses, is that it offers a lot of like analytical data. Unfortunately, when I'm on Calendly, it just like doesn't have that data. Like I can see the time of the call, but I can't see like demographics or stats or clients or anything like that. Does Acuity offer this kind of thing?
Yeah, Acuity has all of that. And then you can also create custom forms to get even more information from your clients if you'd like. So you can pull it up, see all of your stats, all of your payments. It has a client list, all of their contact info, and you can put notes right in there on each client.
So when I'm creating my Acuity, do I need like a website that I like integrate this into somehow, or like do I need to have like some different platform? Like how does all that work?
You actually don't even need Square. You can hook it directly to PayPal too. You take those Acuity links that you have for your scheduling page and you can put those anywhere you like. You can link them directly to Instagram too.
I don't need a website. I don't need to be tech savvy or anything like that. Like I can literally just open an Acuity and it's all housed there.
Yeah, everything's housed there. They even give you a simple copy link button to each scheduling page that you need or the entire list of options that you offer. And then if you go on Instagram, there's a button that has Acuity right there, so you don't even have to do anything.
Wow. Wow. I feel like you're teaching me a little bit about Instagram right now. So I'm sure they have a website. One of the things I like about Calendly is that they have an app too, so I can like see all my appointments and track all that in the app. Is there an Acuity app?
Yeah, there's an Acuity app. You get all the access that you get online, and it also sends you notifications, so it'll remind you of your appointments, let you know when something's been booked or canceled, so you don't have to go and check your email.
While I like Calendly because it's simple, I like Acuity because it's all built into one, and in a way, if you set it all up at the beginning, then it's simpler in the end. Like there's less adjustments you have to make in the future and you don't have to send an email with a link that goes to a different website. Like it's all built in there at the front end of Acuity. In terms of like packages, how much does Acuity cost?
You can start off with a free subscription and then you can move up depending on what you need. So they have four different options. They have free. Then they have an entrepreneur option, which is only $15 a month. They have a growing business option, which is $25 a month. And then they have the powerhouse player for some bigger businesses, which is $50 a month.
Very cool. And we have a link down below in the description to Acuity so that you can get connected with those offers. And that is an affiliate link. So if you use that link, you are doing your part to help support the Build Your Tribe podcast. So we really, really appreciate that. It might be a little bit faster to set up your Calendly on the front end, but I think you're going to run into a lot more problems. I know I have run into a ton of problems using Calendly now for a few months of my one-on-one coaching. So on like a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being so easy a baby could do it in their sleep, 10 being so difficult that you need to be like a super techie coder guy, how difficult is it to set up Calendly and Acuity?
I would say that Calendly is probably a 3 or 4. Acuity is going to be a little bit higher. I'd put it at a 7 or a 7.5. There's just a lot more that goes into it and a lot more to learn. For me, it wasn't as difficult just because I have experience with Calendly and I'm able to pick those things up a little bit more. But for someone who's not experienced or has trouble learning how to do that, it's definitely going to be more difficult.
If you've never used a scheduling app like Calendly or Acuity before, then I'd probably recommend setting aside an entire weekend to devote to this project. But if you're looking to outsource it, then I would recommend Taylor.
Yeah, I'd love to. I really enjoy helping people and, you know, I understand it really well. So if you like the idea of having a done-for-you type service, you can schedule that with me.
So if I wanted this outsourced done-for-you service, how would that work?
It's super simple. You're going to go to my link and you're going to schedule with me through Acuity. It's going to take less than an hour, probably. I'll send you a Zoom link. And then when we get on Zoom, I'll share my screen. I'll log into your Acuity for you. And I'll be able to ask you questions and set it up with you exactly how you want it. It makes it really quick since you're there. But at the same time, you can watch me do it so that if you want to make any changes in the future, you now know how.
That's very convenient. Much more convenient than one of those like website designers who designs your website for you and then just leaves you with it. So 6 months from now, when you want to change it, you're left out of luck because you don't know how to change it. So then you have to go back and pay them more. It's a whole runaround process. That's frustrating.
I want to get you going off the ground real quick. And then from there, you can do it all yourself.
Very cool. So again, you can click on the link down below in the description to get the affiliate code for Acuity. And if you wanted to have your Acuity set up for you by an Acuity expert, definitely click the link down below and schedule your first call with Tay. I'm really excited about Acuity, and I don't know, it seems like based off our conversation today, I would recommend it for you, and I think I'm switching over to Acuity myself. So Taylor, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It.